This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Class Kits 101.7. As Mountain Home wins their opening round game in the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament, Lady Bombers defeat the Lady Hermits of Hermitage 74-41. Let's take a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home ended up with four players in double figures, 13 points each for Peyton Husky, Emma Martin, and Anna Grace Foreman, 10 points off the bench for Emily Payne. 7 points for Leah Jackson, 6 for Kyra Penn, 5 on the night for Abby Martin, 4 for Mariah Hudson. So also 3 points for Kate Gilbert. For Hermitage, one player in double figures, that was Cassie Hollingsworth with 19 points, 9 on the night for Cindy Wilkerson, 7 for Haley Rainey, 4 for Christian Marshall, and 2 points off the bench for Paris Gilbert. Definitely the stat of the night was the turnovers. Mountain Home ended up with 14, but Hermitage, I counted 26 turnovers against the Lady Hermits tonight. No ties, no lead changes in this game. And so with the victory, Mountain Home is going to improve to 7-4 on the season, and Hermitage is going to fall to 10-3. So here's the way after Mountain Home defeats Hermitage 74-41. Watson Chapel edges out Wonderview 45-44. Norfolk was a 61-50 win over Farmington, and Paragould defeated Highland 50-45 today. Here's how tomorrow's girls' games look. The first game will be at 11:30 between Highland and Farmington on the Constellation side, and the next Constellation game will be at 2:30 between Wonderview and Hermitage. And then on the winner's side of the bracket, Norfolk plays Paragould tomorrow night at 5:30, and then Mountain Home will take on Watson Chapel tomorrow night at 8:30, and we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 101.7. So that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the girls' portion of our doubleheader. We'll come back in about 4.5 minutes and start the boys' portion. Again, Mountain Home defeats Hermitage tonight 74-41 here at the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.